Damsel, arise. The enemy has frightened us into passive lifestyles or deceived us into rebellious lifestyles. Fearful women often become passive and withdrawn. Angry women, contentious and rebellious. Like damsels in distress, we are helplessly locked in the tower of our lives, awaiting rescue. But the gospel, the good news, is that our rescuer has come. His name is Jesus. He has defeated the enemy. He has completely annihilated Satan's authority over us, and he has given us his truth to make us free if we will continue in his word. Are you a damsel in distress? What are the things that keep you back, hold you down, make you angry, limit you, and prevent you from fulfilling your God-given potential? Some things we have chosen. Some have come without our choice. Is it your past that keeps you from believing in the rescuer? Is it sin and shame? Is it difficult or abusive relationships? Maybe it is sickness and disease, or poverty and lack. It could be the dull routine of faithless works, the worries of old age, or even confrontation with death itself. Whatever your obstacles are, they are not greater than the one who has come to rescue you from captivity. And his message is simple. Get up, damsel, arise. As we look into the Word of God, we see that our deliverer is on the scene. He has been, always. If we can recognize the pattern of rescue for the woman of the Bible, we can expect the same pattern of rescue for the women of today. Hebrews 13:8 teaches us that Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever.